On the live line with us, as promised, from Cal Fire, Heather Williams is here. Hello, Heather.
Hi, good morning. Thank
good
you for
morning.
Having me.
I'm always happy to have a representative from Cal Fire here. It sounds like the ranch fire and the containment of the ranch fire is progressing as expected, yes?
Yes, that is correct. I mean, we're still at 93% containment, but this is a very large fire, so that containment number will go up slowly over time as crews continue to get in there, strengthen those containment lines, and do any suppression repair that they need to do.
And I know there's a lot of work being done in that regard, and it's been interesting from a scientific standpoint to see the acreage burned in the ranch fire go up and down toward this tail end of it, and that, I guess, having a lot to do with the backfires that Cal Fire is embracing in that fire.
Yes, by utilizing backfiring and other containment efforts, we've been able to get into those steep areas, and so that does increase the acreage, but it's done so in a safe way with the end goal to contain this fire.
Very good. And where do we stand as far as the rest of California goes? With so much activity over the past several months, where do we stand today?
Well, the cooler weather over the past couple weeks has really aided firefighters on the ground that were battling those large fires, and we've seen some fire activity taper down. But weather conditions will be increasing next week, and we'll be entering those fall months when, weather conditions are cooler, but our fire activity can increase, and we've seen our largest and most damaging fires during those fall months. So we're not out of the woods in any shape yet, but fire activity is minimal right now.
If it ain't one thing, it's the other, right? It's fall and the temperatures are cooler, and yet there are other factors to consider. And I wanted to ask you, Heather, about Cal Fire's efforts in terms of fire prevention. So much is being talked about in Sacramento and being voted on this week in terms of the money that's going to be spent in fire prevention. And what does Cal Fire do as a matter of course at this time of the year in that way?
So we work with our local partners, our federal partners, year-round when it comes to fire prevention. So we really work to do defensible space inspections. We're working to do prescribed fire and fuel reduction projects. And, with the additional funding of 42 engines last year, we've been able to increase that work when it's safe to do so during those winter months and early spring months. So, right now, there's a lot going on. We have the Forest Management Task Force, but there's been efforts, over the past couple years to increase the pace and scale of the fire prevention work that Cal Fire is doing to help decrease these wildfires that we're seeing.
Now, does the Army Corps of Engineer, Heather, or the inmate firefighters, are they under your purview?
Department of Corrections, yes. We have some inmates that work at fire camps with Cal Fire, and they help us not only work and battle these fires, but they also do fire prevention work when it comes to removing hazardous materials like, dry brush, trees and that such with our fire crews.
Right. Well, all of us, us regular folks, us laymen, are getting to know a lot more about fire prevention and how important that part is. And so we're always happy to hear and get educated about how that's done and who it's done by. And how is the Department of Cal Fire doing, Heather? I wanted to ask you about that with, so many fire deaths over the course of this elongated season.
Yeah, this past year has been very tragic. I mean, just in December, we lost Corey Iverson at the Thomas Fire. And then the past couple months, we've seen six fatalities across several of these fires. And, it's heartbreaking, and it definitely, hits close to home for a lot of these firefighters and our families as well.
Absolutely. Well, we continually appreciate all of your efforts, and we have, of course, a renewed appreciation since last October here in Sonoma County. But Heather, I appreciate the update, and we'll just keep our fingers crossed for our part of this whole thing to hope that the fall months will serve you well.
That's our hope as well, and thank you guys for having me.
All right, very much. We appreciate it. That's Heather Williams with Cal Fire talking about the update on the formerly known as Mendocino Complex fire, mostly the ranch fire now, but still full suppression, full containment is expected by the 1st of September. So that is very good news. And yeah, I'm sure that the folks at Cal Fire could use a break. So let's hope that they have the opportunity to get that.